If you open your hymnal to 347, we'd like to look at one more stanza of that, stanza 2. Reading from Matthew 8, "Then he got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. He got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. When he arrived at the other side in the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him. They were so violent that no one could pass that way." In Jesus' name, dear fellow students of Christ, there are many kinds of storms, aren't there? From gentle rains to hail, tornadoes, and especially at this time of year, we look forward to snowstorms. There are also many kinds of storms in people's lives. We have regular drills on this campus to practice responding when our safety is threatened, both by the elements and by other people. There's a storm of violence raging across our country. Then there are also personal storms. Some storms rage within, emotional storms, especially during our teen years when we're tossed this way and that, and every up and every down is greatly magnified. Perhaps a friendship is not going the way we had hoped. Perhaps at times some other disappointment has grabbed us, which makes it hard to smile. One of our hymns speaks of fightings and fears within, without. Such storms could accompany us even to chapel. In Matthew 8, there were several storms which came upon our Lord and his disciples. The first was the storm on Galilee. Matthew calls it a shaking. The wind so roiled the water that it was like an earthquake at sea. It came up without warning, as many of our troubles do. And it was more than a match, even for experienced boatmen. Waves swamped the boat. What could they do? How could they cope? We might wonder at their terror unless we ourselves have been in rough waters, far from any help. But as it happens, they were not that far from help. He who had no place to lay his head was at the same time resting in the arms of God in the back of the boat. If we lie down and get up with him, we too can sing, "In thine arms I rest me. Foes who would molest me cannot reach me here." The disciples awakened him, announcing to him their great fear, "We're done for." And not only did Jesus stand up and calm the storm, rebuking the winds and waves, but he also addressed the disciples' fear. "Why are you so afraid?" As if to say, "Is your God so small? Trust me. Though the earth be shaking, every heart be quaking, Jesus calms my fear." After he stilled that storm, another storm awaited Jesus on the shore. That was a storm of spirits, demons who possessed two men. As with the storm at sea, everyone was helpless before these demon-possessed men. They were so fierce that no one could get by on the trail past the tombs where they lived. And the men themselves were also helpless. You know what happened. When Jesus came, the demons begged Jesus to go easy on them. He let them go into a herd of pigs nearby, and they immediately did away with their new hosts. The men, meanwhile, got cleaned up and were ready to follow Jesus. Whether we're talking about some physical threat to our lives, our health, our honor, our ease, or whether we're talking about the threat of a spirit who would use every disappointment, every misfortune, every setback to get us to curse God and die, Jesus is more than a match for every storm that threatens our lives. Even when we think we're goners, that our sin is too terrible, that only hell awaits us, he is still the one to turn to, for with his own blood, he has secured our standing with God. The demons well may scream and shout, but Jesus still will drive them out. Lightnings flash and thunders crash, yet though sin and hell assail me, Jesus will not fail me. Some of you may know Saginaw Bay on Lake Huron is relatively shallow like the Sea of Galilee, and a storm can quickly raise large waves. It happened once to a boatload of people enjoying an afternoon of fishing. The boat capsized, and members of the party, some of them experienced fishermen, hung on to the overturned boat. And then in the churning water, the young boy lost his grip and was pulled right down through his life preserver and out of sight. His father dove after him. His grandfather dove after him. That was a terrible storm, but not any worse than the storm that broke upon a certain grandmother that day when she learned how in one afternoon she had lost husband, son-in-law, and grandson. Why would the Lord let such grief come upon her? And yet the Lord was also able to still that storm and calm it by his word. Far from becoming bitter towards God because of her losses, when that grandmother heard sometime later that the ILC choir was going to sing in Saginaw, 35 miles from her home, she found someone who could drive her there, brought a dish for the potluck, even though she was not a member of that congregation, and rejoiced to hear the praises of Jesus, still her priceless treasure. He can still any storm, and he will also be there for you. Amen. Stanza 2.